It's a light switch. Eventually, she lured him out and drove him to my mom's house in Oklahoma and told my mom to deal with him. It was crazy. I don't think that the treatment took, as he stayed with my mom for a year before going back home because he refused to go to school or say please or thank you or be normal. This same aunt, fun thing about her, I'm pretty sure she's a hoarder. She once bought like $463,000 worth of rice cookers because they were on sale. She can't control herself around a good deal, or a bad one. She once bought out a store of its swing gliders and made everyone in the family throw away their beds to sleep on their very own individual swing glider. Another aunt married a guy who makes decent money, so now there is nothing for her to do but go to the gym and take long showers there. Why? I think she does that to save money. In the past, when she came to my mom's house for dinner, she brought a plastic bag and took fruits and vegetables my mom just bought. According to family lore, she hides food under her bed so her kids won't find it. The good food. The other food she keeps in the fridge for her kids to eat. What kind of food, you ask? Like spaghetti with tuna fish, marinara sauce, and carrots, all in one big pot. That way, they don't have to eat her good food and she doesn't have to cook for a week. When her kids were young, she found a way to make cash off of them. She offered to pay them for chores, but when they didn't do them to her satisfaction, she deducted the amount from the ledger. So at the end of the month, her kids would owe her